On today's ChurchTechCast.com Q&A show, monitor mirroring on Mac and PC, HD streaming, stereo to mono, and the X32. Hi, and welcome again to the ChurchTechCast.com question and answer show. This is the show where I answer your church tech questions every week. And I'd love for you to ask yours, so just do that below the video. If you're listening to the audio, head over to trinitydigitalmedia.com/contact, and there you can find the information that you need to reach me, or just leave your question right there. Either way is fine. So, first off, Kieran or Chiron? I want to say Chiron, but that is a character generator software and hardware, and I think that's probably not it. I think it's Kieran, K-Y-R-O-N. Via email asks, I am using ProPresenter 6 for the first time and not getting any output to my HDMI out of my MacBook Pro. System preferences is set up where I am seeing desktop only through HDMI and ProPresenter 6 just not seeing the output Any help on the setup of ProPresenter 6? So, real quick, the first thing you always want to do if you're seeing the same thing on the main monitor and the HDMI or DVI or SDI or whatever, is you need to see if the Mac has mirroring turned on. So what you want to do is go into System Preferences on the Mac and go into the monitor setting, and there should be three tabs if you have more than the main monitor plugged in. If there's only the main monitor plugged in, well, you found your problem, plug that in. But if you have the three tabs, it's the middle tab that I think is called Arrangement. So what you need to do is, once you click on the Arrangement tab, that'll bring up a window where you should see a rectangle for each monitor. In the lower left-hand corner of that box, there's a button, a checkbox that says Mirroring. You need to uncheck that. So that's actually what was going on in Kieran's case. So Susie actually has a similar question, and she says, I have a question for you concerning ProPresenter. We have ProPresenter 5, which should have been my first clue, and it's the first version we have ever worked with. We are in the beginning stage of learning it, but are getting close to start using it on Sunday mornings. Clue number two. One of the biggest issues we have to resolve before we can start using it is that our output shows the entire screen that we see on the monitor rather than just the presentation. I hope that is clear. Thank you for all the hope you the help you can provide. Well, turns out Susie is on a PC. So I don't have a PC. So I had to do this by memory. I think she was on Windows 7, so you right-click on the desktop, then you go to Personalize, then there's a monitor setting, and then there's something about, like, connecting to a projector. You want to extend the desktop. Turns out that's what it was. So you do that, and that solves your problem. So I'm glad I could help her with that, even though I was going on memory, and let's say I don't have a PC to reference. So thankfully, in doing some of the freelance work that I've been doing lately for a hotel, there have been a lot of people that have come in and said, yeah, I've got this horrible problem. I can't figure out how to get my PC to work. And since I'm a tech guy, I can figure it out. So that's exactly what I did. Next, Ben Roberts on YouTube says, I want to stream in 720p also, but instead of streaming on my PC, I'm going to stream on my Xbox One via the Twitch app. think he's a gamer. I am upgrading my internet to Sky Fiber Unlimited. It's 40 megabits down, but the minimum I should get is 36.1, which is quite good, I think. But when I asked about the upload speed, Sky said they couldn't give a specific number. In your opinion, what would be more than enough to stream in 720p, but no higher? That will be the highest quality I'd want to stream in on my Xbox One. Also, my console is wired to my internet router, so it's more reliable. My internet is not getting upgraded yet for a few days. I have to wait for it to get it activated. I just wanted your opinion. Thanks. Okay, so I Googled what that plan provides, and it turns out that in general, what we're looking at is like about 15 megabits up. The amount that I think that I would feel very safe with you using for 720p is about 2 megabits up. If you want to know that you're good, 4. But I think 2 at 720p is going to be more than enough. So if on average you're getting 15, you ought to be absolutely fine, Ben. So send me a link. I'd love to see what you're doing once you get it going. Alejandro Romero on Twitter asks me, what about the Behringer X32 on how to set up the EQ for the drum kick? Well, I don't have a Behringer X32. I haven't actually used that particular model. We've got, I can't remember which one at church. I don't normally do the sound, so I don't pay attention to the brand. So, I Googled that. Yep, sometimes that's just the best solution. As you're watching this video, if you are, you might notice this is on YouTube. Well, wealth of stuff on YouTube, so I'd suggest that that's what you do here. And I found a couple of links. I found one on EQing a kick, and one on how to do the EQ on the Behringer M32. Sent those to him. He should be able to combine the information on those two and get it to work. So, I hope that helps you. I hope that that is the answer to one of your questions. And if not, I hope that you'll be able to leave your question right below the video, or by heading over to trinitydigitalmedia.com/contact. You know, another good way to reach me, though, is if you're on my email newsletter. When I send out the newsletter every week on Monday, you can just hit reply. Comes back to me. I don't even have a virtual assistant or anything, so sometimes that's how I get these questions. So to get on my email newsletter so that you can very quickly and easily reply back, just head over to trinitydigitalmedia.com/contact. Nope, that's my contact information. trinitydigitalmedia.com/gifts. And there you can pick up a free church tech gift of your choice. Or, and that way you'll sign up to get my email newsletter as well, because I have to send the church tech gift to you somehow. I'm always cool if you want to get it and then unsubscribe, but I really hope you won't, because there's tons of great content I provide there as well. And if you like that, I bet you'd like my store. So head on over to trinitydigitalmedia.com/store. There I've made all kinds of content for you, including some that I'm working on right now. You could see it in that monitor if it hadn't gone to sleep. So there's all kinds of fun stuff as well that's going on right now. Until next time, go out and change eternity. This is Paul Allen Clifford with TrinityDigitalMedia.com.